When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com. Well, hello, squad.
Hello. Well, hello.
How's everybody?
Hello, good. Except, poor Jean.
Oh, my God, man.
She can't be on mic because we're down a mic.
I just got back
from
China.
Jeez, this is so...
Just kidding.
All right. I mean, look, here's the deal. Everybody's freaked out about this. I'm sure you guys already know the coronavirus, and I'm sure you're sick and tired of reading about it and hearing about it. But I'm trying to be, like, empowering and proactive for you guys. And I've seen a ton of questions about foods that boost immunity. And I've also seen a lot of misconceptions, like a staggering amount. Mm. and therefore, I thought, why don't we just talk about ways to boost your immune system? Because, look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you how you should think or feel about this. That's not obviously my job. Personally, I worry about my mom. My number one is I'm like, ugh, my mom, you know, DeShanna's mom, your dad, your mom, Cindy. That's the thing. It's like, but nevertheless, I also want to make sure that, like, the whole family stays as healthy as possible. And I'm always pretty much taking care of my body so that I don't get sick, right? Every single February, which is the spike of cold and flu season.
Interesting, because, you know, it's also around your birthday.
Every year, a lot of people get
sick around their birthday.
Every year, I'm sick so for my birthday. And in fact, if you listen to our last round of podcasts, I was sick because we did them all in one day. But really, I only get sick in February. Gene never gets sick.
Well, actually, last time I was sick was in September of last year when I got back from Singapore. But that was due to the fires in Indonesia burning the forest.
Oh, yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I never get sick for multiple reasons. Number one, I sleep.
Yeah.
I drink water all the time. I try to have lots of greens every day, whether in vegetable form or powder form. And I have tons of vitamin C.
Well, speaking of, so I ended up writing a little blog about this because we got so many questions, and I thought, why not make it a segment? So there are obvious things we can do, guys, that support our immune system. So why not go over it? G mentioned two of the most potent. Number one, rest. Rest the body. Because when you've got an onslaught of invaders, your immune system needs to go do battle, right? All those little cells, T cells, all those little guys got to go in there and kick some ass. But if you're spread super thin and you're fatigued and you're run down and you've got battles on multiple fronts, emotional stress, physical stress, it's too much and you're going to be more prone to becoming sick. So prioritize those 7 to 8 hours. And I know all the time I hear, like, that's just not possible. I'm not with you. Unless you have young kids, I call bullshit on you. If you go to bed at 10:30, you get up at 6:30, that's 8 hours. I'm asking for 7. If you went to bed at 11:30 and you got up at 6, that's 7 hours. You're telling me you can't get to sleep by 11 o'clock? Okay, you got to get up at 5, which is nuts. I mean, I don't know many people that have to be up by 5, but let's say you do. Let's say you've got to be up by 5 in the morning. If you go to bed at 10, okay, 10, that's still 7 hours. 7 hours will cut it. Make it happen. It's the top thing you can do. Then hydration 100%, because you are supporting your body's ability. Remember, we're supporting our body's ability to fight off invaders. And hydration is key. When we're dehydrated, a host of, I don't even need to get into the details, but a host of biochemical, biological things occur that stress the system. So just drink water until your pee looks like lemonade, right? Then you're hydrated. Drink water. And I've been forcing myself because this is my worst. I'm terrible at stretching and I'm terrible at hydrating because I have a bladder literally the size of a freaking thimble and it makes me have to pee all the time. But now I'm like, all right, every hour on the hour, I drink a glass of water. I just force myself right now in particular, right? So hydration. Now, foods. What can we do? Well, the first thing you want to do, keep the windows open, keep the fresh air going. But what foods are good for you? So I'm seeing people do all kinds of crazy shit and they don't know what they're talking about. So yes, zinc can help with regard to the replication of viral infections. But this is super controversial because the suggestion is that zinc has to be taken in a supplement form, either in the throat or in your nasal passages. So supplementing with zinc won't hurt, but if you take too much zinc, it can be toxic in high doses. And this is why I hate when people supplement specifically for something because they don't know what they're doing, right? So when you start getting into taking high amounts of micronutrients solely, so like a ton of zinc, which can block copper absorption, it can get really dangerous. So talk to your doctor if you're starting to feel sick about what zinc supplements, because it has to be done within the first 48 hours and it's got to be localized. So a nasal spray or a throat lozenge. So don't start popping zinc pills. Really, don't do it. But you can eat foods that are high in zinc, which is something that I do. So every day I try to consume something that has zinc. So it could be grass-fed, grass-finished beef, right? It could be shellfish, could be whole grains, could be organic yogurt, could be eggs, nuts and seeds, all have high quantities of zinc. For me, I love getting my nutrients from my food, and I love supplements that are whole food-based. Because that's the best way to get your nutrition. You don't want synthetic vitamins. It's not ideal. There are tons and tons of studies out there that will tell you certain nutrients are just not bioavailable when they're synthesized in a lab. Whole food supplements is the way to go, okay? But get this from your food. Next, tea is a big one. Go nuts with your tea. Ginger, ginseng, dandelion, and green tea. All of them
have antiviral and antimicrobial, antibacterial benefits. So I can tell you the compounds, like it's the gingerols and the zingerone in the ginger. It's the catechins in the green tea. I could go on and on, load up on tea, make it organic. We don't want all the pesticides and crap on the tea. And I have tea a couple times a day, mix it up, and put in raw honey. So raw honey is predominantly antibacterial and antifungal, but it also has antiviral benefits. So pop some raw honey in there, especially because it's coating your throat. And I just mix it up. Personally, I take a green supplement, so I don't do dandelion and green tea because that's in my green supplement. But I do, it also has ginger, actually, the green supplement. But I will do ginger and ginseng, and I put the honey in. Now let's talk about garlic for a second. This is fantastic at fighting viral infections. However, you have to do 2 to 3 cloves a day of raw garlic. And I personally would rather be dead.
That
can't
would kill
do
my
sick
stomach.
To my stomach. Yeah. No chance. So you can cook it, you can roast it and all that, but it won't be nearly as powerful. So you can take a chiolic supplement, which is a garlic supplement. But I like to get my garlic when I'm using it to help fight infections from a supplement for this reason. And there's a supplement that I love that I will, I'll tell you about at the end that has multiple, that is designed specifically to be antiviral. So we'll get to that in a minute. But garlic is beneficial, but just don't start thinking like, oh, if it's cooked, it will not help. This is what I mean when I tell you I'm seeing so many misconceptions. Vitamin C is a big one, but you start taking synthetic vitamin C, it isn't going to do the trick. You've got to get it from whole foods. So, G's holding an orange right up in front of me. Here's another big one that people aren't talking about. Eat your citrus, of course, and your berries, and get your greens, man, those dark leafy greens. But take the peel of the grapefruit, the orange, the tangerine, the lemon, and boil it in your tea water. Really powerful source of vitamin C.
What if I just eat the skin?
You can. Well, what about the like stinky.
I remember a long time ago hearing that it's in the pith also. So if you scrape the white off of the skin, that you'd be getting more nutrients.
This session today, I will be eating the entire orange, people.
Yeah!
And we'll see how I feel.
You better
right
wash
after.
The outside of that really well, because God knows how many hands have touched it.
Thanks, Cindy. Hence the reason I said boil. Okie dokie. Alrighty, thank you, Cindy. Okay. Holy for Schlugina. Thank
you,
homie.
You can't on me for that.
All right, now, everybody's going banana shorts about elderberry. And then you'll read like, oh, just like I'm talking about, right? Like dandelion, echinacea, golden seal, garlic, but all this crap. So this is where, personally, I would turn to supplements, but again, whole food supplements. So, for example, there's one that I take every single day of my life. And you guys know this. This is a company I'm actually absolutely obsessed with, talk about all the time, and that's Align Naturals. I take the greens every day. And the greens have an antioxidant blend, an adaptogen blend. They've got the dandelion, the green tea, all the dark leafy greens with the vitamin C. And this helps to keep my immune system strong, right? They're called like phagocytes and T cells, and it supports their function, essentially. It helps them do their job. And of course, there's a host of other benefits. So it's whole food. It's a whole food supplement. It's organic. And I don't need to think about like, oh, dandelion. Oh, and I need green tea. Oh, and I need this. Oh, and I need that. So personally, I take that one every day like clockwork, right? Now, this company, I have zero, no involvement. None, zip, zero, nada, nothing. But whenever it's cold and flu season, I take this product, and it is expensive as all get out, and I am super sorry about that, but, you know, get it or don't get it. It's called Dr. Schultz, and he has something called a cold and flu herbal shot. Here's why I take this one, right? This guy's going to be like, why is Jillian Meyer? it's just never talked about. But, like, I haven't had a reason because I only take this when I'm sick.
That is expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap. It's $100, but it's a 6-pack of 15-ounce shots.
Well, that's better.
It's cheaper than going to the doctor,
yeah,
I'll tell
you that. Yeah, no, that's actually not
that
expensive.
Well, here's what I like about it. Let me try to find the ingredients on this
thing.
Wait,
is it you take a whole bottle? as a shot?
No, I do a shot. I do a shot. And when I'm sick, I do like three a day. When I'm like trying to make sure I'm not, I take like one a day. But so this is specifically designed for cold and flu season. Hmm. So it has echinacea. It has acerola cherries. It has white onions. It has ginger. It has horseradish. It has garlic bulb. It has elderberry. It has blackberry. It has... oh my God, I could go on. Sage, because like that's another one, right? You'll read and you're like, oh, sage, yeah, and thyme and thistle and licorice, wow, and this and habanero. Like you can't sit there and cherry pick all those herbs and it'll cost you a fortune. It'll take forever. It's just not possible. Fennel, thyme, like all these things are antiviral, antimicrobial, antifungal. So this is what I take when I get sick. Again, it ain't cheap.
Yeah, but if you're not, I mean, that's actually not bad if it's a six pack and you're not like a dose isn't an entire bottle.
No,
it'll last you.
Yeah, so I do the Alaia Naturals greens every single day of my life, which I am convinced because of how I supplement that I used to get sick all the time. I actually used to be sick all the time. And then as I began to really understand how to supplement differently, I mean, organic whole food-based supplements, it made a huge difference in my health, and now I only get hit pretty much in February. So I take that one all the time. You guys know this. You know that's my go-to, but this is what I take when I'm sick. So think of it that way. Get your sleep. Drink a ton of water, and don't start like, oh, I bought elderberry. Oh, I bought this. I bought that. I bought 10 things. Like, if you're going to do it, if you want to supplement, then do it the way I'm telling you. Then you get like 100 things, all from organic foods, not synthesized in a lab, like the synthetic vitamin C. And if you're going to do it right, or don't do it, and just make sure you eat super clean, get a ton of sleep, and hydrate. Make your furniture match your style with hundreds of customizable pieces from Joybird. You can choose from over 50 fabric and leather options, including kid and pet-friendly upholstery, 3 shades of wood, and over 250 unique silhouettes. Joybird has personal design consultants to help you turn your ideas into reality. And free fabric swatch kits so you can actually touch a fabric and find the right one for you. Their financing options are as low as 0% APR for 18 months, and their protection plan helps keep your handcrafted pieces looking as great as the day they came into your home. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/Jillian25 and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the promo code Jillian25. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/Jillian25. Again, that's joybird.com/Jillian25, promo code Jillian25. Okay, let's talk about my favorite bra from Third Love. It's super comfortable, and all I had to do was take their online fit finder quiz, which was just a few simple questions, and I found my perfect fit in less than a minute. It's even kind of fun. Did you know that breast shape actually makes a big difference in finding a good fit? Well, Third Love does, and they help you identify both your size and your shape so you can find the styles that work best for your body. And I love this part. Third Love actually donates their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities across the United States. They've donated over 15 million bras so far. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Juice cleanse.
Mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
So, we're going to shift gears on you, sort of. yeah, and here's why I say sort of. Because people are doing, as I mentioned, all kinds of stuff they think is healthy and really isn't. Because of coronavirus, but juice cleanses they think are healthy all the time. And I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, man, we're doing a juice cleanse. And I immediately write, I'm like, why? I just need a reset. I'm like, okay. How's it resetting you? Just a cleanse. What's it cleansing? How's it working? No idea. No clue. I'm like, what do you think you're cleansing? the undigested meat in my intestines. I'm like, not real. Next. Like, fake. Bullshit. Not the truth. Next conversation. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, I have 5 pounds of undigested meat in my lip. That is like old school Susan Powder, fat makes you fat kind of a conversation. Like, wow. Susan that is like Powder. 90s oh kind of fitness myths yeah. that I thought had died. But I'm detoxing. What are you? How? How are you detoxing? So, again, we've talked about this, guys. The body is always detoxing. That's why you have lungs and a liver and a spleen. They do that job. Sweating doesn't do the job. It dehydrates you. Juice doesn't do the job. And in fact, when you go on a juice cleanse and you're like, I'm so healthy. No, you're not. So now what you're doing is you're removing all of the fiber from the fruits and vegetables. So if anything is going to be, quote, detoxifying the system, fiber provides a platform for the body to remove waste. No fiber, problems, problems. Mm. No, no. Fiber lowers bad cholesterol, right? Like digestive health, prebiotics, provides food for the good gut bacteria. So you've automatically, just by making a juice and not fruits and vegetables, you've automatically removed a key nutrient to, quote, detoxing, which is just bullshit, but supporting your overall health from go. On top of that, I'm guaranteeing you that if it's fruit juice is going to hit your friggin' body like a Mack truck, just like a soda. So if you've got a lot of fruit in there, that's why we eat fruit. We don't juice it. You can add a tiny bit, like, oh man, I've got a green juice and it tastes like bleh. So I'll put like a half of an apple or an apple in there. Ugh, I mean, not ideal, but if it's the only way to make it palatable, okay. But the golden rule is you eat fruit, you don't juice it, because by removing the fiber, you're now allowing that to smash your pancreas like a Mack truck, because you've got all that sugar in the body with no fiber. Mm. So that increases what's called the glycemic index and the glycemic load. Bottom line is, without the fiber, it's going to convert into blood sugar more quickly. Then the pancreas is like, woo, damn, and dumps insulin. Just like if you drink a Coke. So yes, the nutrients are different, but it's getting converted to sugar as quickly. And in some cases, if you look at like a juice, an actual like, it'll have as much calories as a soda. It'll have close to as much sugar when you're juicing fruit. So if you're just now, you're just juicing greens. So, okay, now what? If you're just juicing greens, we what? Don't have carbohydrates. So now you're what? Going into ketosis? Like, what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish? Then it's like, well, I want the nutrients. I want the calorie reduction. Well, when you dramatically reduce your calories on something like a juice cleanse, I don't even like calling it a cleanse, but that's what that's called. So you're dropping your calories so low that this is where the concept of yo-yo dieting comes from, because the calories are so low and you're probably not working out because you feel like crap and you're exhausted, but your body's like, holy cow, I'm taking in 500, 600 calories. Mm-hmm. And I was taking in 2,000, right? So maybe more. So it's going to turn around and think you're starving. And that can lead to something called refeeding syndrome if you do this for too long. Like if you do this for more than 2 to 3 days, oh my God. So refeeding syndrome is when the body goes, oh, thank God, we're eating again. And then it essentially, this is the yo-yo concept, it will signal your metabolism, because that's all just biochemistry, right, to hold weight. Because it's like, oh man, who knows when this is going to happen again. Pack it on. All those hormones, cortisol, HGH, all the androgenic hormones, testosterone, DHEA, all these things control, thyroid hormone, control metabolism. When your body thinks it's starving, it's going to compromise your thyroid function. It's going to release more cortisol stress hormone. Like, where do you think you're detoxing? Mm. You're not. You're, in fact, doing the exact opposite. You are telling your body, like, holy shit, we're under stress. And all the bad stuff is happening. Now you're compromising the function of your thyroid and all that stuff, right? No, no, and no. But let's keep going. Let's take it a step further. So now we have no fiber. We're possibly getting way too much sugar. We're arguably throwing our body into a state of emergency if this goes on for too long to cause refeeding syndrome and damage metabolism. But you're also, like, you're not getting, where's zinc coming from? Where's that coming from, guys? So we just talked about that. I just told you guys where to get zinc from. So you're not eating nuts. You're not eating seeds. You're not eating shellfish. You're not eating dairy. You're not eating eggs. You're not eating meat. So, and that's just one. That's just one micronutrient. You know how many there are? You know how many? I mean, selenium, iodine, manganese, magnesium. Like, hello? Where's the... Guys, come on. Vitamin B, all this stuff. Like, where's that coming from? You're just going to pull it out of your diet for 3 days? And you think you're what, detoxing? No. So you want to quote detox? Very simple. Don't eat shit. Don't eat chemicals. Don't go to the drive-thru. Don't eat foods that are like, go organic instead. Like, get an air freshener in your house. Open the windows, right? Like, remove chemicals from your beauty products. Go as clean as you can with stuff that goes on and in your body. Remove chemicals and crap. That's a detox. Removing toxins from your environment will help support kidney, lungs, liver, thyroid, all that stuff, all of your body's organs that do this job, because they're not getting overloaded with garbage. That's what you do. You drink a ton of water to support your liver function. That's what you do. So I just, and I don't mean to sound annoyed. I hate the people that put this information into the world. Why are they doing? Because they're selling a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's like, oh, pick up your juice cleanse here. I mean, it's a business, guys. And they don't give a shit. They're like, it's juice. But it's not good for you. It's not. So again, if you're going to engage in any of this stuff, really, please, you don't get to read a headline on elderberry and go buy it. It's not going to do anything except waste your money, right? It's like, what kind? What's the dose? What does it work best with? Like, this is, and it, well, what about all the nutrients in juice? Well, there's a reason to do greens. Absolutely, because they're high in nutrients. Yes, if you want to do green juice, be my guest. I do greens powder. We just talked about it. But I don't, it's not all I do. It's a supplement to my diet to get all those micronutrients. I'm not cutting everything out and just doing the Alaia greens powder.
Okay. You okay now?
I feel better. Feel good? Yeah. Thank you.
We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, right? Well, not only has Ritual left out mystery additives, synthetic fillers, and shady extras you find in some traditional multivitamins, they're committed to showing you where their nutrients come from and why they chose them. They call it traceability. And this is one of the main reasons Cindy wanted to try Ritual, because not only is she an obsessive label reader, as am I, but she also needed to find a vitamin that didn't make her queasy, and Ritual's delayed release, no nausea designed capsule is made to be gentle on an empty stomach, which Cindy says makes it a no-brainer for her. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out, satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to ritual.com/Jillian to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Let's face it, when you're busy, the first thing that falls to the bottom of your to-do list is taking care of yourself. Most people say they just don't have the time or the money to spend on themselves. Well, Talkspace Online Therapy is not only convenient, but it's also an affordable way to get the support of a licensed therapist. You might think therapy is just about analyzing dreams or digging into painful memories, and that can be powerful, but it's also a great tool for developing coping skills, dealing with stress, and getting the accountability you need to achieve your goals. The bottom line is that life can be hard, and Talkspace wants to give more of us the support we need at a price we can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code Jillian to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com, promo code Jillian.
Welcome back to Emails. We have some questions for you, Jillian.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How do I make exercise a habit? I struggle with consistency. Barb would like to know.
Okay. how do I make exercise a habit? Well, look, first you got to have the motivation. So it's like, why do you want it to be a habit? And you're going to have to play these games with yourself, which we've talked about. Like, what's your why? What's the benefit, right? How is your life going to be better? And you have to think about it. Like, all right, I really want to go home. I'm exhausted today. Sucked. But what's going to feel better, right? Being more confident in my own skin, wearing a two-piece instead of a one-piece, wearing this brand of skinny jeans, walking my daughter down the aisle, being there for my grandkids, skiing on the slopes with my, you know, with my 15-year-old and 13-year-old, having better sex, like whatever it is, think about it. You got to have that motivation that's going to push you to make the harder choice. Because I've always said that work with purpose is passion. Work without purpose is just more punishment. So the why is crucial, and you got to ask yourself those questions when you want to bag out. Next, what do you love? I mean, there's a reason in my app. I've got yoga. I've got kickboxing. I've got stuff for the gym with barbells and stability balls and med balls. And I've got stuff you can do at home with no equipment. I've got all different kinds of workouts for all different levels. And even then, I can't cover it all. What do you love? If you love Zumba, go to a Zumba class. If you love spinning, go to a spinning class. Find things that you enjoy and do them, right? I mean, is it going to be the perfect workout? I mean, not if you're doing it all the time, no, but if it's going to get you moving, if you like hiking, like my girlfriend does not like the gym. So yesterday she went paddleboarding with a neighbor and played tennis with a friend. That's what she likes to do. She does not like going to the gym. And that's what she's going to do more regularly. She likes to be active. She doesn't resent it. She doesn't hate it. She enjoys it. So it helps, right? Establishing the why, having things that you don't dread or hate, making it convenient for yourself, like being able to get a workout in your house when you only have 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. You know, that's why DVDs were massive and now apps are massive for that exact reason. Nothing's changed there. Make it convenient, make it affordable. And schedule it just like you would, like make the time, schedule it just like you would any other appointment. Try to get a minimum of 3, ideally at least 4, and you don't need more than 5. 20 to 30 minute workouts in a week. So look at your schedule, trade off with a significant other, you know, put it in pen, don't move the appointment, do one on a lunch hour, one before work, one at home after work, let the kids watch their iPad, trade off with somebody, do whatever you need to do, schedule it in. And you say, oh, it's so hard, but it's really not, guys. If it's like, you can find 20 or 30 minutes in front of your TV. Like if you're really giving me 20 minutes in front of your TV, oh, the kids, give them their iPad. Like, you're not going to be the world's worst parent if you do.
The hardest thing is doing it that first time, right? I mean, once you do it.
And give yourself permission to say, I'm going to do 10 minutes. I'm going to do 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if at that point I'm miserable, stop. Like, I like to go a little easier with people. And I find that it's that dread that makes them not want to do it.
Yeah,
it
makes
so,
sense.
Yeah, the more I can make it palatable, accessible, manageable, doable, not overwhelming or intimidating, then we can get them in the habit. And the better you start to feel, the more results you're going to see. And then you're like, oh, wow, I see those lines in the mirror. Oh, my gosh, my jeans are fitting loose. And that will help keep you motivated. But make sure you're eating clean at the same time or you're not going to see those results. And then you get discouraged.
Melanie would like to know if you have any recommendations for sugar-free forms of fuel for running or endurance training. I'm used to using sports gels, but those are full of processed sugar. I want to get away from those. She also says that she bought the book, Molly Carmel's book, Breaking Up with Sugar, after hearing her on the podcast. Yay.
So she's,
yay, Melanie.
Okay, so wait, what is she looking for? Sorry, there was a lot of information
she's
there.
Looking for sugar-free forms of fuel for running and endurance training.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
I got it. Caffeine. Period. Mm. I mean, sorry. There's nitric oxide, which is beets. And there's caffeine. That's the ultimate pre-workout. Like, it just caffeine and friggin' beets do the trick.
All right.
Yeah, organic. Organic caffeine and beets. It's like caffeine is the number one athletic performance enhancer that's legal. And beets have nitric oxide, which, to make a very long story short, gives you greater endurance.
Well, while we're on the subject of a vegetable, Barbara would like to know what veggies are considered unlimited greens. Cucumbers, broccoli slaw, she assumes all leafy greens.
I say unlimited greens when it comes to calories, right? So I'll tell you, all right, let's say your calorie allowance is 1,600 and you get unlimited greens. What I mean is pretty much exactly that, right? Like any green vegetable on the planet is free. However, you can't saute it in oil and then be like, woohoo, or salad dressing like that. That is not free. So anything that goes on it counts. Butter on the green beans, got to count the butter. Oil and the saute, got to count the oil. Dressing on the greens, salad, you got to count it. So the reason is because green vegetables have pretty much zero. They're all fiber, phytonutrients, and water, which is great for you. Go crazy. Eat as much as you can. It almost requires as much energy for your body to break down those foods and digest them than is actually in the food. So they're not negative foods. Those are kind of a lie. People created that whole concept of like, you can actually eat and there's more calories to burn than in the food. But I consider them free. It's pretty much a wash, but you get all the fiber and the nutrients and the water content. But yeah, anything leafy, green, cruciferous green, thumbs up, go bananas.
All right. Cassandra, what's your view on medical medium drinking celery juice and its healing benefits of cluster salts?
Honestly, like, it's always something. It's harmless. Celery is great, sure, but so is kale. I mean, so spinach, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing, like it's always something. And this is where it's like, have celery in your food, chop some celery into your salad. Like go ahead and have hummus with it or some tzatziki yogurt, organic yogurt dip. Like you want to do celery juice, perfectly harmless. Like as in nothing bad can happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessary. I prefer to have celery with the fiber. But, I mean, you know, it's just always something with this. Yeah. It's just like, if you want to drink it and you want to take the time to juice celery, like, totally fine. God bless. Do you need to do it? No, you don't. You don't need to do it. And I just, it's, again, like, there's all these exotic, like, makgwai and acai and all these exotic berries. But, like, you know, an organic raspberry is also great. Do you know what I'm like?
Yeah.
We get into these kind of exotic,
it's
like.
It's got to be this.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Only it's this, like, yeah. It's green, it's red, it's purple. The color is where the nutrients are often, right? Hmm. So it's the color is what has the antioxidants and the phytonutrients. So that's why they say eat the rainbow. Eat the blues, the purples, the reds, the greens, the oranges. Awesome. But if it's green, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Organic. It's fine. And I would prefer you eat the vegetable for the fiber.
Here's a question from a physical therapist, Nicole. She has a diploma of nutrition and dietetics. She's studying for Bachelor of Food Science.
Awesome.
So
love.
She says yours are the only philosophies that she's found that she's connected with.
That's because mine are just science-based.
That she would actively teach to her clients.
Because they're not actually my philosophies. It's called science.
Yeah. She's a science-based person, I would guess. As a fitness professional, what books would you suggest for gaining a better understanding of the facts about fat and the effects on the human body, metabolism, et cetera?
So I don't recommend any books. I recommend reading medical studies and then having the proper professionals, be they a biochemist, an endocrinologist, a registered dietitian, be able to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just look, we've talked about this, you can't look at one piece. So you could look at a piece of keto and be like, oh, well, you know, here's what's happening. We're trying to get to this ketone, and to do it, we've got to burn through all this fat because the body's in this state of emergency because we've deprived. Okay, great. There's science, but then you got to look at, wait a minute. There's also 10 studies that will tell you, oh, diets that are really high in animal protein are way higher in oxidative stress. And, you know, it's like you got to look at all. Okay, so now we know that that's the diet and we know that this is happening over here. What's happening over there? So you got to look at all the medical studies. Like I was so annoyed. I was reading, and I don't mean to be a dick and like toot my own horn, but honestly, like there was a Time magazine came out with some special about weight loss in the new year, right? And they do these special editions. And I was reading something with these doctors talking about how people, I think we talked about it on the last podcast, how people can eat the exact same food.
Oh, yeah. Oxidizer.
Right? Yeah. People can eat the exact same food and it affects their blood sugar at a different pace. And I was like, I wrote this book in 2007. Yeah. And I explained the entire thing. And you know how I figured it out was because I saw that. Right. Then I sat with a registered dietitian and then I wanted to understand how the body oxidizes food. And then I understood that everybody has a different biochemical makeup. And it, like, I looked at all of it and had 20 different studies explained to me. It could have been more. I was 13 years ago. Explained to me by all the appropriate medical professionals. And I was like, oh, this is what's happening.
Mm.
How do we drill down and make this accessible? So it's about looking at all of it, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, oh, I'm looking at this one piece. You got to look at all the different pieces and you got to look at peer-reviewed studies. You got to check the source, right? Like, peer-reviewed means other professionals have looked at it, vetted it, study it, understand it. And there's shit in there I don't understand. Then I have to go and I'm like, what the fuck is that word?
So be inquisitive.
You got to do your homework and then have it explained to you in layman's terms. And then you can turn around and go, okay, guys, we're going to call it an oxidizer type. Right. And we're going to, there's three and you can make it digestible for the masses.
Yeah.
But you got to do the work. That's the job of an expert. That's what an expert does. That's what a professional does. That's her job. So that's what she's going to be able to do. To the layman out there, no, you're probably not going to do that. So you seek out experts and professionals that do the work, vet the information that you feel have led you in the right direction, that have evidenced results for you, that rings true with your gut and who you are. And, you know, hopefully they're not fucking you and they're giving you good advice.
All right. So medical journals and other medical scientists. And like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I feel like we've covered this one before, but it's how many calories breaks a fast. If she has like 40 calories in her coffee because of unsweetened almond milk, is that breaking her fast?
She's talking about intermittent fasting?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's insulin that breaks the fast.
Ah, okay.
It's insulin that breaks your fast. That is why the carbs, the MCT oils, the butters, the coffee butter crap. Right. It's the insulin that breaks that intermittent fasting. It has to do with your metabolic pathways. And they pick up on protein and they pick up on carbohydrates.
Mm.
But fat is different. This is so technical.
So unsweetened almond milk.
Nope, that's not going to work. So
it's going to, it will break her fast.
Yeah,
or it will
break her fast. Yeah. Although it's very low, I actually just did a whole milk thing and it's very low in sugar, but still will do it.
It will break
because it will have carbohydrates in it. So it's got to be, that's the thing. It's got to be pure fat in order to not break the fast. So that's
it's pure fat. Like
even cream, I think does have some sugar in it. I think I could be wrong. Let me look.
I wonder.
Sugar zero. Or is it carbs? Zero. Yeah, full fat cream. So she'd have to do full fat, like Horizon Organic, like heavy whipping cream. Zero carbs, zero sugar.
Yummy.
It's 50 calories a tablespoon.
I like it.
It's the insulin.
Go and don't break that fast,
it's
Melissa.
Carbs and sugar that you're looking for, not calories, when it comes to intermittent fasting.
Thank you very much.
I can't tell you that I think this is the way to go. I'm just answering her question.
I accept that. I accept that from you. Right, thank you. I will see you next week.
Sounds good, Smitter Dog.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.